Today, we conclude our series about race relations. Project Milwaukee culminated in a forum on the topic Wednesday evening at the Mitchell Park Domes. As part of the discussion, audience members brainstormed at their tables about barriers to racial harmony and who's responsible for change. Here are some conclusions reached, conveyed by Yvette Mitchell, Paul Schneider, Stephen Hunter, Gina Green Harris, Corey Schneider, Omar Barbarena, and Mary DeNoble.
Our group really felt like everyone in their own way has some way of impacting racial harmony, and that really is about us individually being real about who we are and being willing to risk bringing that forth. And at this time, even though things are more volatile and there's a lot of tension and energy, even though Obama said talk about race, there's still some hesitancy to actually engage deeply in that dialogue. And that being able to leverage that power to actually improve something tangibly is really the biggest challenge that we're running into.
And really, we have to marry the city to the suburbs, and it's all one big family. The city has to be part of the family, but the suburbs also have to participate in what the city is doing and recognize and realize that we are a regional area and we have to impact that. And we talked a little bit about transportation, about getting some of those economic and structural issues, such as people in the inner city out to the suburbs where there are jobs. Transportation enters into that, and it's a big factor in impacting some of that.
We basically answered that there was no racial harmony in Milwaukee, but there was a lot of racial tolerance. The biggest barrier, we said, was fear. We kind of whittled it down to people's basic fear of challenging their own personal beliefs. Because you see that people are willing to remain in positions of status quo. Like to see more people who voted for President Obama to actually step outside of the voting booth and do something more random, more spontaneous that promotes racial harmony.
I really believe, and I think my table would agree with me, is that we have to recognize that if we're in positions of power, if we're in positions of authority, we are called change agents, and we have to be willing to take the risk to actually begin to challenge the systems that we know that are in place, that are not promoting racial harmony, that are not promoting things that we know would benefit our community.
White people need to be having these arguments in our own communities and within our own families because, as was mentioned at our table, people of color are doing it all the time, and white people need to be taking up part of that as well. But in addition to the dialogue, we need action. We need our leadership to be strong with this message, to continue to carry it, and we need our employers to be standing up and start demanding that transportation and housing be included when they decide they're going to locate in Brookfield. And additionally, the school districts need to be thinking about how they can be a little bit more diverse.
The minorities, we do have a high rate of dropouts. You know, we don't graduate. That's because of the education system is not working. And when we talk about that, at some point, we have our priorities in the city of Milwaukee upside down because we rightfully can say that it's okay to have a minority spend over a year in jail for $45,000 approximately. But when we talk about spending money in education and we put it in the ballot, most people in the city of Milwaukee would say no, and that has been done before because that would raise too much taxes and that would be so bad for the city.
We thought the conversations should continue and that we should try to focus more on some of the positive things that are happening. Because those things don't make the paper. Some of the things that are happening within diverse neighborhoods don't always come to the fore. So we actually liked talking about some of the neighborhoods we live in and some of the things that are happening. So I think we should report on progress.